Mesechtes Gitten, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, sagt der Heilige Mishnah. Hamevi get, mi Medina Sayam, Shliach who brings a get from Medina Sayam, literally it means overseas. But the Batanura tells us that the entire Chutz Laretz is called Medina Sayam. Tzarech Sheyaymer, he has to say in front of two witnesses when he brings the get. Try to picture the scene. Here's a Shliach coming to Eretz Yisrael. He says, I'm coming from Chutz Laretz. I'm bringing a get from a certain woman's husband. And I want to tell you, Tzarech Sheyaymer, he has to say, Befanei Nechtav, in front of me the get was written. Befanei Nechtav, and in front of me, in my presence, the get was signed. So before we explain why, what is a get? The Torah says, if a husband wants to send away a wife, the Kosev la Sefer Krisus, he writes a Sefer Krisus, a Sefer that cuts, Minasim B'yada V'shilcha Mibesei. The Sefer writes what's called a get. A get is really a shtar, but Stamazay, when we say get, it usually refers to this type of a get. And once the woman receives the get, according to the halachis of Gittin, she's unmarried and she can marry anyone that she wants. Unless that person's a kayin. A kayin can't marry a woman who got a divorce. If her husband passed away, she could marry a kayin. She just wouldn't be able to marry a kayin gadol. What's written on the get? The names of the husband and the wife and where they live. Where the get is signed. The time of the get. We'll learn more about this later on, Bez Hashem. The husband does not directly have to give the get to his wife. He can send a shliach, an agent. For that matter, she doesn't have to accept it. She can send a shliach to receive it. So our Mishnah just told us that if a shliach comes with a get from Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael, he has to be able to say, Befanei Nechtav u'befanei Nechtav. I saw the way the get was written, and I was there, and I saw the get being signed. It happened in front of me. Why is this necessary? So there's a machlokes in the Gemara between Rabba and Rava. Rabba says that when a husband writes a get for a wife, it has to be written l'shma. Not just Rabba says that. Everyone knows the way. We learn it from the Pasuk. The Torah says, v'kasav la sefer krisus. You have to write it for her. In other words, you can't go into a stationery store and buy a ready-made get that a sefer wrote. Ah, very good, has the right names to it. No, it has to be written for that lady. In that time, much of the people in Medina Siyam were not B'nai Torah. I guess that would mean they didn't even learn Mishnayos, like you two. And they didn't know that a get has to be written l'shma. So we're scared of a stam, a shliach, brings a get from Chutz Laretz. Maybe this was a get that was not written for this particular woman. They're just using it for this particular woman. It just happens to have the right names inside. But if the shliach is going to say, Befanei Nechtav, no, in front of me this get was written. Or Befanei Nechtav, in front of me the get was signed. And the bezin that's accepting the get in Eretz Yisrael is going to say, and it was written l'shma, they're going to ask him that question. It was taka written for this woman? You saw it being written. And he's going to answer yes. But because he has to make this statement, in front of me it was written, in front of me it was signed, it's going to set the stage, so to speak, for the receiving bezin over here in Eretz Yisrael to ask him the question, was it written l'shma? Then there's another reason, Rava's reason. Rava's reason is, people didn't travel back and forth from Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael very often. That's a problem for us. Because if the husband shows up, who knows how much later after he gave the get, and says, get? I never sent a get. What do you mean? There were signatures on the Edom. False signatures, says the husband. So normally what we would do is, we would summon people that know these Edom and say, are these real signatures? They're going to say, no, these are real signatures. We would be able to dismiss what the husband says. But being that people don't know each other so much, we don't have people traveling back and forth, there's a serious concern over here. What if the husband will come and be ma'arer? To be ma'arer means to argue that there's a problem. We won't have a way of defending the woman to say that the get is a good get. So therefore, Chazal made a takan. The shliach who brings the get from Medina Sayam should say, in front of me it was written, in front of me it was signed. Everything is kosher. It's not a false get, and we believe the shliach as if he was a set of two edim. Special takana. Chazal did a lot of things. They enacted a lot of takanas to protect the woman. The husband shouldn't be able to cause her tzaris afterwards. Rabban Gamliel says not only from Medina Sayam, but Af Hamevi, even a shliach who brings a get to Eretz Yisrael, min harekem from a place called Rekem, umin hacheger or a place called Cheger, although they're right outside of Eretz Yisrael, he also has to say b'fanei nechtav or b'fanei nechtam. If you remember a parsha in Chumash Bereishis, Kapitel Tezayim, Pasuk Yudalid, when the Malach came to Hagar, so she called the well over there Be'er Lachai Rayi, and where was it? The Torah says Bein Kadesh U'Bein Barad, and the Targum says it was between Rekem and Cheger. So that's where Rekem and Cheger is. Rambam Gamliel's Chiddush is that these towns are very close to Eretz Yisrael. You still say it's necessary to say B'fanei Nechtav. L'maisa is coming from outside of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Eliezer says, I'll tell you a bigger Chiddush. Afilu mikvar ludim lelud. Even a shliach who brings a get from kvar ludim to lud, he also has to say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. Kvar ludim was a town right outside of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, why is that different than Rekem and Cheger? No, kvar ludim was so close to the border that if you looked at a map, it was surrounded by Eretz Yisrael. Remember, a border doesn't go straight. So try to picture a map. The line comes down, it goes in a little bit, then comes back out. Where it goes in, you had Lud on one side and Kfar Ludim on the other side. So technically, Kfar Ludim is outside of Eretz Yisrael. But if you went from Kfar Ludim straight up, you'd be in Eretz Yisrael. If you went straight down, you were in Eretz Yisrael. Just that the border goes around it. But we still say, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that a shliach who brings a get from Kfar Ludim to Lud has to say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. The Chachamim say, now the Chachamim are maskim to the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says, no, only if it's far from Eretz Yisrael. The Chachamim say, we also hold, in the tzarech sheyomer b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam, the shliach who brings a get from outside of Eretz Yisrael does not have to say b'fanei nechtav, ela hamevi mimedina sayam, only if he comes from, literally overseas, but it means far from Eretz Yisrael. And the Chachamim explain, this isn't only Hamevi, it's also Vehamoilach, someone who takes a get from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayam. He has to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam as well. And Vehamevi me Medina le Medina b'Medina Sayam. Also a shliach who brings a get from one country to another country in Medina Sayam. This shliach neither leaves from Eretz Yisrael or goes to Eretz Yisrael, but he's going from one Medina to the other Medina in Medina Siyam. He too has to say Tzarech Sheyomer. He also has to say, when he gives over the get, B'fanei Nechtav u'B'fanei Nechtam. It was written and signed in my presence. And then we have a sheet in our Mishnah. The last sheet brought down in our Mishnah, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Aymer. Afila mehagmonya lehagmonya. What does a hagmonya mean? A hegmon is like a governor of a town or a general. So you have one hegemon who rules over a certain area, and you have another hegemon who rules over a different area. And both could be in the same town. Zakrav Shem Ben Gamliel, if someone's going to bring a get, afila mehegemonya lehegemonya, from one of these areas to another, he also has to say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. Now, Eretz Yisrael itself was often divided. Really, Eretz Yisrael itself was divided into different medinas at times. From after Shlomo HaMelech and on, was divided into two. Then there were times that there were three Medinos, Eivor HaYarden, Yehuda, and Galil. Galil is like the north. But here you don't have to say B'fanei Nechta when you go from one Medina to the other in Eretz Yisrael. Why not? That's because, even though there were three Medinos, but all the people of Eretz Yisrael came to the Beis HaMikdash to be Eile Regel. So there were always people who knew each other. Even after the Churban HaBayis, that unfortunately there was no Beis HaMikdash to come to be Eile Regel for. But there was a Beis Din in each city. And you were able to find people that went from one Medina to the other Medina, and the Beis Din had records of things. So we weren't so concerned. But from one Medina to the other Medina in Medina Sayam, we had to be concerned. And coming from Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael, we also had to be concerned. The question is, what about areas around Eretz Yisrael or near Eretz Yisrael? So the Tanakhama and the Chachamim, they say no, only if it's far, And as the Chacham explained the words of the Tanakhama, and the same is true for a shliach that comes from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, Ram Gamliel says, even a shliach coming from Rechem and Chege, which is right outside of the border, he would have to say Befani Nechdav. Rabbi Eliezer says, even from Kfar Ludim Lelud, which is mamish like right next to each other. It's just that Kfar Ludim happens to be outside of the border, only because the border gets like indented a little bit. But it's like surrounded with Eretz Yisrael. You still have to say, if you're coming from Kfar Ludim to Lud, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, even in the same town, if they're under different jurisdictions, it may be hard to find people who can verify signatures from one side to the other, and therefore the shliach has to say, b'fanei nechtav, u'b'fanei nechtam. When you learn the Gemara, Masecht is Gittin, you'll see the Gemara takes apart each part of the Mishnah and tries to figure out whether it's a raya or a kasha to Rabbah, who holds the reason for b'fanei nechtav is they may have not written it l'shma, or to Rava, who holds the reason is we won't find Adam to verify the signature if a husband will come later and say that the get is false. So if you want, why don't you take a look in the Gemara and see how much you can figure out on your own.